It is the morning show. I'm Kedar Chirkin. Thanks for being here. Amtrak service in the Midwest means daily departures between Chicago and key cities in a five-state area, including Illinois and Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, and Wisconsin. We learn how Wisconsin fits into the region as municipal leaders in Northeast Wisconsin ask the Federal Railroad Administration not to leave them behind in network design. Join in with your questions, your comments on passenger rail, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Arun Rao is Director of Network Development for Amtrak's Central Region, previously served 21 years in the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Arun, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you. It's great to be here.
So Amtrak has lots of plans to expand transportation between Milwaukee and Chicago, add lines to Madison and Green Bay, and create a line between Chicago and the Twin Cities. What makes these corridors promising for development?
Well, Wisconsin is adjacent to the two economic epicenters of the Midwest mega region, really, in Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and has strong markets and transportation corridors in between. For example, Waukesha County, Watertown, and Madison are just a short 85-mile extension of the Chicago to Milwaukee Hiawatha service, or Fond du Lac, the Fox Valley, Green Bay. Another relatively short extension of and using that Amtrak Hiawatha service that we have between Milwaukee and Chicago as a base. Same with routes to the Twin City via Twin Cities via both La Crosse and Eau Claire. So it's really that strong foundation to build off between Chicago and Milwaukee. We have our hub in Chicago that makes these routes feasible. We expect high ridership and revenue. And to be able to operate them efficiently.
But, you know, short expansions also means years and years of planning. And you've seen that manifest in the Twin Cities, Milwaukee, Chicago intercity passenger rail service with, you know, planning for many years there. What is the status of that second line?
Well, we are going to have our first success story of passenger, improved passenger rail or additional service, I should say, in Wisconsin in many years this year. So we expect to be able to start that service at some point this year. That will really double frequencies on that corridor and quadruple schedule options. Quadruple the options for trips that you can make from communities like Columbus, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Tolman, La Crosse to Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Twin Cities. And for smaller communities with a station or communities nearby, this additional service will really have an especially strong impact on their economies, on small business, and for attracting and retaining residents and employees. So we're very excited to be able to start that service.
The project last check had secured over $50 million in federal, state, Amtrak funding to do this design and construction of the TCMC project. Is there more money that is needed to finish it out and get service started?
No, that is pretty much the extent of the capital money needed to construct railroad improvements on that corridor. So no additional capital money needed for that.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment as we talk about Amtrak's development plans for Wisconsin and the Central Region with Arun Rao, Network Development Coordinator for Amtrak Central Region. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Arun, one state over, but very much interested in us, is Duluth Superior and the plans to connect to the Twin Cities with the Northern Lights Express. What is the status of this proposal?
Sure. That proposal has gone through many of these planning steps that you mentioned, the environmental clearance, determining what railroad improvements are needed, and the preliminary designs of those. So that is ready to move into the next phase of final design and construction. And so Minnesota is interested in pursuing that. They're looking into that now. With this new funding from the bipartisan infrastructure bill that's available.
So we're talking about from the Twin Ports to the Twin Cities, taking about 2.5 hours to get from that point A to point B. Can you explain the, it's looking at high-speed rail here, and what would that entail?
Well, sure. It's really looking at, I think in that case, it's speeds of around 90 miles per hour. So not high-speed rail, but the focus is really on being travel time competitive with driving. And when we talk about high-speed rail, we like to focus on also productive time. The time on the train is really your own time to choose how you spend it, and productive time where you can work, relax, be on your devices, watch movies or read. And so there are, in the case of the Minneapolis to the Twin Ports, there are, of course, capital improvements needed on the railroad, such as sidings, track improvements, grade crossing work, and signaling. And so that will take about a year for final design and a couple of years for construction. And that does have a station in proposed station stop in Superior, Wisconsin.
Okay. So, you know, as you look at the Midwest, large, geographically diverse area, Amtrak's expansion plans include more than a dozen new routes in your region. So, you know, what is the approach to connecting to the coasts and making sure the Midwest matters in the broader picture of Amtrak?
Absolutely. So these Wisconsin routes would tie into Amtrak's expanding Midwest network through connections at our hub in Chicago. This means people could go from, just for example, Wisconsin Dells to St. Louis, or Madison to Ann Arbor, Watertown to Grand Rapids, Fond du Lac to Kansas City, just to name a few, as well as connections across the country on our long distance routes from Chicago, such as Washington, D.C., New York, New Orleans, Denver, and other locations. And we are even working on developing an international connection to Toronto, Canada. So there are that we're working with the states on these routes, and there are many that are going to be moving forward now with the funding from the infrastructure bill.
How important is it for Amtrak to build out from these so-called pillar corridors in the Midwest that are already connected to existing bus service and commuter rail and existing airports?
That is very important and was a key element in the Amtrak planning process that occurred just before the infrastructure bill Amtrak Connects Us, where we looked at those intermodal connections and also how to piggyback off of corridors where we have strong service. And I think the Hiawatha, Chicago, Milwaukee is a great example of where we can piggyback off of that very strong service to expand throughout Wisconsin. And that also includes our connecting throughway bus services, which are very important to that network. And that those throughway bus services can add serve as additional frequencies along the same corridor as the rail route, or in most cases, provide connecting services from the endpoint rail station to other locations not served by rail. So it really extends the reach of the Amtrak service to more communities throughout the states.
Arun Rao leads network development for Amtrak Central Region as we explore the country's midsection of train route connectivity, how Wisconsin cities fit into Amtrak's passenger rail vision. Call in about train service, what you want to know about passenger rail corridors, stops in your community, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss passenger rail service in Wisconsin and the Midwest with Amtrak and the federal government's initiative for inner-city passenger rail and how it affects Wisconsin communities with depots. Call in with your questions about the regional rail network. Share your experiences riding Amtrak, 800-642-1234. Arun Rao is Amtrak's Director of Network Development for the Central Region and stays with us. Arun, you know, recently municipal leaders in seven communities in Northeast Wisconsin's largest cities, they sent a letter to the Federal Railroad Administration encouraging Amtrak to expand service from Milwaukee to Green Bay. What should these cities do to approach, you know, what should their approach be to getting Amtrak's attention?
Well, they absolutely have Amtrak's attention, It was great to see those expressions of interest from the communities come in to the Federal Railroad Administration. I think getting the state on board with moving those corridors forward will be key. It would likely be the state or another eligible entity that does the initial application to get into what is called the Federal Railroad Administration's Corridor Identification Program, which is the first step to move these corridors along to implementation. And the support from the communities is key and will continue to be very important working with the state to move these forward through those programs. So continuing to work with the state or the entity sponsoring the application will be important for those communities.
So the process could play out that the Wisconsin DOT would draft an initial application to the federal government's corridor ID program. Is that the process?
Yes. Yep.
Gotcha. Let's take a call now. Ken in Toma. Ken, hi.
Hi. I'm just wondering, you're talking about the economic benefits of the more lines. What about revitalizing the old Soo Line route from Milwaukee up to Oshkosh, over to Stevens Point, Marshfield, Owen, and head towards Chippewa, Eau Claire, and then on to the cities? What about, has that been ever even thought of?
Ken,
to affect more Wisconsin communities.
Ken, thank you. Arun.
Yes. So, different groups, various groups have looked at that sort of to a limited extent. What the Amtrak Connexus plan really consulted the state rail plan as one part of that to determine what routes you know would likely be most feasible to move forward, but also look at the railroad and the infrastructure in place and the most feasible routings based on tying to, again, as I mentioned, the Amtrak Hiawatha service and leveraging that to provide connections to Chicago and the Twin Cities. So the existing, that route was not included in those plans, but those communities that you mentioned that aren't directly on the rail lines that are being looked at, can be connected through thruway bus services. Some of them already are to the nearest station to connect to these regional rail routes. And that is a very powerful tool that we have to extend the reach of passenger rail to where that, even though they may not be directly on the rail line.
Ken, thank you for the question. George now in Milwaukee. George, what's on your mind?
Well, I have to confess that I love riding trains. I have ridden trains in this country to Boston, New Orleans, St. Louis, and Seattle. I have ridden true high-speed trains in Europe, and I've ridden in trains in half a dozen European countries, and it's wonderful. It is, to me, very sad that former Governor Walker eliminated the high-speed rail because we could have been a leader, and now we're going to be a follower, I hope. One of my neatest stories is from the demonstrations against Scott Walker, and the most anti-Walker person I ran into was a software developer, because he wanted to take the train and work on the train to the Twin Cities. Now, I live in the theater district, and I would love to take a high-speed train to Twin Cities to see theater up there. And the fact that Toronto is on, I hope they have a stop at the Stratford Festival in Canada as well.
George, thank you. And so George Arun, has a list of things that he would love to do to actualize and be able to ride the trains more frequently. What is the timeline for something like this?
Sure. It will take anywhere from 4 to 7 years for service to start on some of these new corridors where there currently isn't service. And the process starts, again, with getting into the Federal Railroad Administration Corridor Identification Program. And applications are due in this first round in March, so coming up quickly. And it starts with a service development plan, which can take about a year and will identify what railroad improvement projects are needed to add passenger trains on an existing railroad. It'll look at operating costs, capital costs, ridership revenue, and all of those performance details. And then next, we'll need to clear all of the projects that have been identified that are needed on the railroad. We'll need to clear them environmentally, and that can take from one and a half to 2 years. The next step after that will be then final design of those improvements and construction, which together can take about 3 years, and then the service can go into implementation. There are some cases, though, I think that, we could maybe able to push this a bit sooner, such as increasing frequencies on the Hiawatha. And again, we will have new service this year across the state, which will have a very positive impact.
Talking about Amtrak's development plans for Wisconsin and the Midwest with Arun Rao, Network Development Director for Amtrak Central Region. Join in at 800-642-1234. You've mentioned a couple times infrastructure funding and, the infrastructure law granting billions of dollars for rail expansion and modernization. How much of these plans that Amtrak is, putting together here are because of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act?
Well, in the lead up to the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which was passed by Congress, signed by the president in November of 2021, Amtrak released the Amtrak Connects Us plan. So there definitely is a link to that. And that plan was intended to demonstrate to Congress what could feasibly be achieved and be successful if Congress provided a substantial amount of funding for rail development. And the Amtrak Connects Us analysis looked at, potential future routes that are most likely to perform well, have good bang for buck, and what routes will address the missing links in connectivity and meet the travel demand where we are lacking options. And the infrastructure bill, of course, provides that unprecedented $66 billion over 5 years for passenger rail development. And while $22 billion of that is going to Amtrak for various uses, like improving our assets, updating our equipment, purchasing new equipment, most of that funding for developing new passenger rail corridors is going to the states and other eligible entities that have to apply for that funding and compete for it.
States like Wisconsin.
Yes.
And, you just capped over 20 years at the State Department of Transportation, and now your job, is passenger rail implementation. How does your previous experience in Wisconsin inform your work now at Amtrak?
Wisconsin, working for Wisconsin DOT was a wonderful experience. I got experience with managing our contract, Wisconsin DOT's contract, with Amtrak for the operation of the Hiawatha service. So experience on the operating management side, as well as corridor development. So working on projects to increase frequency on the Hiawatha service, and also this Twin Cities, Milwaukee, Chicago additional frequency that we're going to see this year. So that provided a great experience. My territory at Amtrak is a little bit bigger now than when it was at WSDOT, and that's really, enabled me to travel, understand different parts of the country, and why many communities across the country are clamoring for train service. Yeah, it's really been wonderful working at Amtrak as well. And, you know, the company has a growing team of dedicated and passionate professionals that I'm honored to work with there.
Arun, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Arun Rao is Network Development Director for Amtrak's Central Region. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.